Hi, it's the Bob and Rob Show. This is Bob.
And this is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Bob. All right.
It's kind of cold in this room, isn't it?
It is pretty cold, yes.
Yeah. Well,
nearly see my breath.
Yeah, it shows how dedicated we are to our listeners, right. Though. We're willing to freeze to
That's right.
bring English lessons to our audience.
Around the world, yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's near the end of November here, and it's getting cold. Autumn, it's going to be winter soon, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's my favorite time of year here. I like it because you get a lot of clear days.
Yes, that's right.
Bright blue skies, but it is cold. I don't mind the cold, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than the humidity.
Yes, the summers in Japan are really hot and humid.
Yeah. So, do you know, today it's Friday in Japan, but it's Thursday in America, and we have a holiday. Do you know what that holiday is called?
I think I do, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll test you.
You're going to test me.
What's it called?
I think it's called Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have some kind of holiday like Thanksgiving in the UK?
No, we don't. We don't have any holiday like that at all. No.
Yeah, it's a really popular holiday in the US, and I think it's a great holiday. Do you know the origins of Thanksgiving, what the meaning is?
Not really, no. Maybe you could explain a little bit about it.
Yeah, actually, it dates back to when the first pilgrims came to the US from England.
Right, I see.
And the pilgrims were escaping, as you know, religious persecution. They wanted to be free to practice and practice religion and live in their own way. The first year was really, really hard for them.
Right.
And they weren't able to grow much food. And I think maybe half the population died.
Wow.
40 out of 100 people, roughly, perished, died in the winter. But the second year they were there, they had really good crops, very bountiful. And the Indians also helped them out quite a bit.
Right.
That first and second year.
Right.
So they came together and had a big feast. And with the Indians as well. And that's where Thanksgiving came from. And it's a way of being grateful and thankful for everything you have.
I see. That's excellent.
It's a nice holiday. So, I think it's a good chance you come together, you share a big feast with your loved ones and your friends, and it's a nice way to recognize all that you have.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, food, shelter, or family and friends.
Right. So not taking things for granted and
Being thankful.
Yeah.
Being grateful. When I was a kid, Christmas used to be my favorite holiday because I would get presents.
Right.
And I always thought, Thanksgiving, it's all right, but I like Christmas better.
Yeah.
But now I think it's my favorite holiday.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right, I see.
So anyway, tonight I'm going to go to a friend's and we're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, lovely. So what do you usually eat for Thanksgiving?
A good question. Turkey is the traditional
That's a bit like Christmas then. Yeah,
turkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, it's kind of interesting. Turkey, it's delicious. You can't really find it in Japan.
Mm.
But how about in the UK? Is turkey popular?
Yeah, it's popular mostly at Christmas time.
At Christmas time.
Throughout the year, I guess chicken is more popular.
But, yeah, same in the US. But, turkey's quite popular year-round, turkey sandwiches.
Mm, right, yeah.
Turkeys actually are pretty smart birds.
Mm.
Obviously not smart enough to escape the slaughterhouse.
Sure.
But my grandfather's a hunter, and he tells me that turkeys are smart.
So I see.
The next time you eat your turkey,
Eating a clever little animal. Yeah.
Not clever enough, though.
That's right.
And interesting little fact, Benjamin Franklin is a very famous American. He was a statesman, an inventor, and also a printer.
Right.
Actually wanted the turkey to be the national symbol of the United States, national bird.
That's interesting.
Not the bald eagle.
Right.
So he wanted the turkey. So
his request was turned down.
It was turned down. And maybe, I kind of agree with him. The turkey's a great bird, and it is a real symbol of America. But I just can't imagine, like, a turkey
On the $100 bill?
And yeah. You know, yeah. Or the U.S. military with turkeys on their on their planes and tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
That's just an interesting fact.
So yesterday was Thursday. Does that mean every Thursday in November? Or is it the third?
It's the fourth Thursday of November.
Okay.
Is when Thanksgiving.
And so in America, do all the banks close and all the...
Yeah.
Is everything shut?
I think so, although supermarkets might
okay,
be open
yeah,
because
yeah.
America's really a 24/7 society.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what 24/7 means?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. Well, does explain that, Rob, for the listeners.
24
I mean, I know you know
hours a day? Seven days a week?
Yeah, right.
But I didn't know that until another American friend of mine pointed it out to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know. 24/7? What's that? I thought. But then, yeah.
Yeah, 24/7.
So I think that
all
kind of expression is becoming popular in Britain too now.
Yeah, well, you borrow a lot from us. So.
We do indeed. That's right. That's
just
right.
Joking.
No, it's true. It's true.
We borrow a lot from you. Yeah. So what was I going to say? But basically, the interesting thing about Thanksgiving is the day after Thanksgiving is the biggest shopping day of the year in
really?
U.S. It's the busiest shopping day of the year.
So the fourth Friday in November
is
a really
crazy
busy day.
Okay. As far as shopping, because basically everyone starts Christmas shopping.
I see. Okay.
So that's the official Christmas season begins.
Mm.
Although now it seems like Christmas begins, the official Christmas season begins in June.
Right, yes.
It starts earlier and earlier every year. You see, you know, all the decorations.
Sure.
And it's ridiculous.
Adverts on TV.
When I was a boy, okay, Christmas, they didn't start advertising until after Thanksgiving, because that was the official Christmas. And now I tell you, they start in January, for God's sake. You can't escape it.
This is an old Bob, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry. Laugh track, please.
Yes. Excellent.
Speaking of laugh track, someone said that they missed the laugh track in the last show.
Oh, we must put it in.
I was so busy, I couldn't put it in.
Right.
And so we will put it in. In fact, let's put one in now just for this person. Okay,
excellent, excellent.
Yeah, well, the nice thing, someone also mentioned that that we should talk about British and American humor and that I should try and make more jokes.
Right, yeah, because you're a funny guy, Bob.
Am I? Funny personality or not funny looking?
Funny in the head.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Sorry.
Laugh track, please. There you go.
Just joking.
I love having a laugh track, though.
It's excellent.
Because it does make you sound funny. For example, you can say something totally ordinary. Mm-hmm. For example, the sky is blue. See, it was funny.
It sounds funny, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here's a picture of Rob. Oh, sorry, I'm just joking.
Thanks very much.
So anyway, British and American humor. You said something to me on the bus this morning.
Yeah.
We ride the bus together, yeah, and the bullet train. You said something to me on the bus this morning. I'm going to adjust your mic here because you're breathing into it.
Sorry.
On the bus, you were saying that British humor, you tend to joke more about your culture.
Well, we can laugh at ourselves a lot.
I think in America, we can laugh at ourselves as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But as far as like American culture or saying, oh, American cars are... you know, crap.
Not very good.
I don't think that humor is very popular. We don't quite laugh at our culture.
Right.
We're a little bit maybe we take ourselves very seriously, too seriously when it comes to our culture.
Right, right. I think the British tend to laugh at other people as well. They're very sarcastic.
Yes, we are too, and we do laugh at other cultures cultures within our culture.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it's a very cutting kind of humor.
Yeah, it is. But you do really, you would say, take the piss out of yourselves?
Yes. Yeah,
we do. What does take the piss out of mean? You say that a lot.
Yeah,
it
means to, another expression is to take the mickey out of yourself.
You know,
take the mickey out of someone.
To give yourself a hard time, to joke with yourself?
Yeah.
To bully yourself?
Or to take the piss out of yourself, yeah, to basically abuse yourself.
Okay, does that
with
mean
humor?
Piss, literally, like piss? When you go pee, you piss?
I'm not sure of the...
we'll have to check that out.
The etymology of it.
Yeah.
The history of the word, but yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, maybe we
That's
can get back to our listeners with that. So anyway, yeah, it seems like both of our cultures were very sarcastic.
Yeah.
We use irony quite a bit.
Sure.
Outrageousness, like Monty Python. I love those British movies. The Monty Python, totally outrageous.
Just crazy.
Off the wall.
Very
crazy.
Zany.
Zany.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, in your culture, you seem to, you know, joke more about things in your culture. You can laugh
We can laugh at ourselves quite easily about anything in the culture. For example, British
the
cars
queen,
are
the
pretty
queen.
Crap. The Queen as well, yes.
Yeah.
We make lots of
We're a little
jokes
more reserved about,
about
our culture. Maybe it's because... Mm.
But you joke about your president and
figures
in the public, don't you?
That's true, but we do joke about politicians. That's the exception.
Yeah, right.
Politicians, I think, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so,
how about a joke, Bob? Can you think of a joke off the top of your head?
Well, a dirty joke? No, I shouldn't.
Let's keep clean jokes, maybe.
A clean joke? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I do have a dirty joke.
All right.
The horse fell in the mud. Sorry. Laugh track, please. Laugh track.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent.
No, that was a stupid joke. This is a kind of a funny joke. What did the fish say when it hit the wall?
What did the fish say when it hit the wall? I don't know.
Damn!
Damn! That's very good.
Audience, please. Thank you.
Do I get it?
Yeah. So, because when you hit, like, when you hurt yourself, a lot of times in English you say, damn, ouch, that hurts, damn, D-A-M-N.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's an
expletive or a swear word.
Expletive, yeah. And a dam, D-A-M, they sound the same. A dam is obviously a reservoir or something that holds water back. So the fish swims up river, and a lot of times there's dams, so the fish hits the wall.
Yes.
You know, they say if you have to explain a joke, it's not funny.
Right, yes.
Can you think of a joke?
I can think of a joke.
This podcast is kind of a joke.
Let me think about this. Why was number... Hang on.
Yeah,
why was number six scared?
Ah, because 7, 8, 9. Now, that's a pun.
That's right.
A pun is when you substitute one word for another that sounds the same.
Yeah.
7, 8... Oh, I'm sorry. We have to use the laugh track.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, sorry, because they laughed at my joke. Now we have to make sure your joke is funny and you feel good. Okay, laugh track, please. Okay, good, Rob.
Excellent.
Nice, funny joke.
Excellent.
7, 8, 9. It's not the number 8. It's past tense. Eat 8. 7, 8, 9. So 6 is very scary.
Yeah. 8 being, the past tense, A-T-E.
A-T-E.
Not the numerical number 8.
Yes.
7, 8, 9.
Okay. So that's our humor segment for today.
Okay.
And what else were we going to talk about? Someone had a question, a grammar question.
Andreas wrote in and said that...
Has Andreas bought us a beer yet?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay. Sorry, okay. Andreas.
Yeah. He asked us about clarifying present perfect simple, present perfect continuous explanation.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. They are very confusing. So perhaps I'll just try and briefly say what I said to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, the present perfect tenses all generally have a reference from the present as well as the past.
Yes.
Yeah. When we make a present perfect sentence, we could usually make a present tense sentence about the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
Oh.
So, for example, Bob and I have known each other for. 3 years?
Yes.
We've known each other for 3 years.
Yes.
We could also say, we're old friends. Present tense,
so,
we're old friends.
That's nice. So I'm your friend, Rob?
I hope so.
Thank you.
But as far as finished actions and events go, the present perfect simple is often used to talk about past actions and events which have completely finished.
That is wow.
So
let's get a laugh track. Hold on.
Even though they.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a laugh track in there for you because I think our listeners might be falling asleep.
Sorry. Yes.
All right.
Just a little bit more then. We only talk about the past with present perfect simple when the past events have some present importance.
Okay.
So when there's some kind of connection to the present. Yeah?
Sure, sure. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
They are very confusing, but a past simple action has definitely finished. It doesn't have a connection to the present. Yeah?
Mm.
I think that's the... And of course, the present perfect continuous emphasizes the continuity of the activity.
You described that so well, Rob.
Should we put a laugh track in?
Yeah, let's a laugh track.
Excellent.
Okay, gosh, we're running out of time here, aren't we? Want to do some across both sides of the pond?
Okay, yeah. Well, sorry.
Oh, I got a quick question. Bangles, sure. Bangles. How do you say bangles? Or in English, bangles do you know? American English? Bracelets.
Bracelets.
I was looking at a picture book with my son, and it must be made in the UK. But there's the bell. We have to hurry this along, we have to hurry this along, listeners.
Bangles.
Yeah. We say bracelets.
Yeah, I think
bracelets. But you say bangles. I was looking at the picture book.
Right.
And it's
like bangles. But like you said before, we both influence each other, our countries, and we could quite easily say bangles or bracelets in the UK.
Okay, what's another one?
Well, I thought, seeing as it's Thanksgiving, in Britain, we say joint, a joint of meat.
Joint? Oh, we just say roast.
Right.
A roast.
Okay, a roast.
Yeah. Or a joint can mean... if you smoke marijuana, But we won't... That's... Yeah, anyway, that's a slang term, but roast.
Okay. And do you drink lots and lots of beer at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you can even have a pitcher. A pitcher? How would you say a pitcher, a big container of beer?
We would say a jug.
A jug.
We don't really have jugs in... We don't use jugs for beer.
We'd say a
in
jug
Britain.
Of whiskey, maybe.
All right. I see.
Yeah, a milk jug.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But a pitcher of beer.
I see,
Speaking of beer...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, what we're going to do this time... is we're going to end the show with the song segment, this week's tune. And we've got a song called, what's it called? All the Trimmings. And this is a song about Thanksgiving. Trimmings, all the trimmings. Trimmings in English means extra. So usually we say in relation to eating dinner, I'll have a turkey with all the trimmings, a turkey with everything else that goes with it, mashed potatoes, cranberries. So this song is called All the Trimmings. It's kind of a country song. And
you don't really like it, do you?
I don't, you know, I don't know. It's a bit hokey. I think it's a bit corny.
Oh,
hokey means corny or sentimental.
Right.
But it's about Thanksgiving. It's about someone that's away from their home and they're kind of wish they were with their family celebrating Thanksgiving. And it is corny, but it fits in with the topic of the show.
Okay.
And we'll play it. As we conclude the show. So hope you enjoy it, and I'll post the lyrics, or Rob will post the lyrics on the blog.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got to go to class, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
When we're nearing the third week of November, we're reminded of our history, of our forefathers who sailed the Mayflower in search of peace and liberty, of the landing on Plymouth Rock, the generosity of the Indians. That summer turned to fall, and the very first Thanksgiving. The airports are packed, the highways are jammed. First snowstorm of the season made a mess of my plans. The weatherman says, don't travel, stay home. I'm here in Westport, I'm stuck out here alone. I don't want fast food or steak Thanksgiving. I want a turkey dinner. I want a holiday with all the trimmings. By now, family and friends will be arriving at my folks. Sarah and the kids, John, Sue, and Auntie Joan. The football game on TV, lots of good cheer. How happy I would be if only I were there. I don't want fast food or steak for Thanksgiving. I want a turkey dinner. I want a holiday with all the trimmings. This hotel's not so bad. I got 100 stations. Under another circumstance, it'd be almost a vacation. But I don't know a soul in this sleepy, snowy town. The restaurant is closed and the phone lines are down. I don't want fast food or steak for Thanksgiving. I want a turkey dinner. I want a holiday with all the trimmings. With all the trimmings. I don't want fast food or steak for Thanksgiving. I want a turkey dinner. I want a holiday.